This fortnight is set to be a turbulent period for the government. It will be in minority once newly elected independent Kerrin Phelps is sworn in this morning. The coalition's numbers on the floor of Parliament will be tested, with crossbench MPs pushing to create a national corruption watchdog. Our political reporter, Melissa Clark, joins me now. Melissa, the final weeks of Parliament are usually pretty busy, and it has to be said they do tend to get a bit messy, but this time it's not just the government trying to clear the decks, it's the crossbench MPs as well.
That's right. With an election due early next year, the end of this year becomes more important for the government. It needs to clear a few significant issues. Amongst them, it wants to try and pass laws to breach encryption for national security purposes. It needs to come to a final decision on whether it thinks moving the Israeli embassy is a good idea. The Ruddock review into protections for religious freedoms is set to be released by the end of the year. And then there's the budget update. There's plenty for the government to do. But they will also have to deal with the agenda of the crossbench. Kerrin Phelps is being sworn in this morning after her by-election victory in Wentworth. The government no longer has the majority on the floor of the reps, and the crossbench is going to use this to their advantage. They all agree on the crossbench that there should be a National Integrity Commission, and the Senate recently passed a motion in favour of establishing one. The crossbench are going to put forward a motion today, and if they can get one coalition MP to agree, possibly Lou O'Brien, they could succeed in passing a motion to form one as well. It doesn't force the government to create one, but it would suggest that private members' bill would succeed.
The government's already grappling with the Liberals' drubbing in the Victorian state election too at the weekend.
Yeah, Victorian Liberal MPs are going to meet this morning to go over the results. They're discussing that routing in Victoria, with most conceding that the chaos in the Liberal Party was at least one factor. They can be expected to conduct a review. Victorian MP Dan Tehan has suggested it will be quick and fast, because if there are any lessons to be learnt, they need to act on them in the next 6 months before the federal poll comes around next year. Jane Hume, a Victorian senator, has said that they need to make sure they're not underestimating the electorate and not pushing ideological positions too much. And that was echoed by Scott Ryan, the president of the Senate, this morning. He's a conservative, but he's made it clear his frustration at the ideological hard line that is being taken by some in the party and out of the party, as he told RN Breakfast this morning.
These voters who are our electoral base, this is our real base of the Liberal Party. They sent us a message. And federal issues, and that there is a message for the party in what happened in those seats, as well as in the broader election. They don't want views rammed down their throat, and they don't want to ram their views down other people's throat. And we don't want litmus tests that somehow you've got to adopt this position, particularly on social issues. That means if you don't, you're not a real Liberal, or you're not conservative enough.
And that's the Liberal Senate President Scott Ryan.